Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the sixth parak of Meseches Gittin, and we are learning Parak Vav Mishnah Vav. Misha haya mushlach labar. If someone was thrown into a bar, va'amar kol shamei eskoli eskolo yichtov get lishto, and he says, whoever hears my voice, you're right to get from my wife. Harelu yichtov vietnu. People who are walking and they hear him screaming out from the bar are allowed a right to get and deliver it to his wife. Meaning, even though he didn't say tnu, similar to what we said in the last Mishnah, he just said yichtov. We assume he's a little preoccupied, but he really meant that you can give it as well. Habarisha amar kisvu get ishti. If a healthy person says, right to get for my wife, and he doesn't say tenu, ratza l'sachikba, then we assume that he's just trying to mess with her, and he doesn't really want to be megarish her, and therefore they should not deliver the get. They should only write the get. Maisa bebari echad sha'amar. One time there was a healthy guy who told shluchim, kisvu get l'ishti, I want you to write a get for my wife. And they went and they gave the get, even though he never said tenu. After the get was given to his wife, he committed suicide. He went to a rooftop and he jumped off. Says, "Ooh, the Chacham once said that if the guy jumped on off the roof, then it is a kosher get, because we assume obviously if he was planning suicide, he just didn't want his wife to have to deal with yibum chalitza and all the other stuff. So he wanted to divorce her in advance. So even though he didn't say tenu, he meant." It. But im haruach d'cha'ato eino get. If he didn't jump off the roof, but the wind blew him off the roof, then it's not a get, because since he wasn't planning a suicide, we assume that he should have said tenu if he really meant tenu. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, amar l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti. If a man says to two people, give a get to my wife, which we presume means kisvu, chismu, utenu. Olishlosha, kisvu get utenu lishti. He says to three people, write a get and give a get to my wife. Hareli yichtu vietnu. In all those cases, they could write the get, they could sign the get, they could give the get, and they shouldn't ask someone else to do it, because they're the ones that got the instructions from the husband. So they're the ones that have to do it. Now the Mishnah says, what if there are ever circumstances where the shliach can enlist the help of other people who were not the direct shluchim. Amar l'shlosha tenu get l'ishti. A guy says to three people, give a get to my wife, and he never told them to write it. Hareilu yomru la'cherim v'yichtavu. They can hire other people to write it. M'neishasan beizdin. Because by saying it to three people, he's making them into a beizdin, which gives them the authority to appoint others. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'zo halacha hel Rabbi Chanina ishonum beis hasurin. And this was Halacha that Rabbi Chanina Ishono came back from jail with. What was he doing in jail? Because Rabbi Akiva was in jail because he went against the Romans and he was teaching Torah. So they used to always visit Rabbi Akiva in jail. So they'd come back with all these halachos that Rabbi Akiva was able to teach them. So Rabbi Akiva said that I have a Kabbalah that if a man says to three people that give a get to my wife, that they could appoint other people to write the get because he has turned them into a beis. And Am Rabbi Yossi, no menu l'shliach. Rabbi Yossi said that we said to Rabbi Chanina that the shliach, we said to the shliach, Rabbi Chanina is the shliach. Af anu mekubalin, we also have a kabbalah. Shafilu amel beis hakadosh b'shlaim tenu get l'ishti. That even if you tell the greatest beis din in the world tenu get l'ishti, sheyomu deviyach deviyitnu, they still have to do it themselves, and not allowed to appoint anybody else to do it for them. So against the tradition of Rabbi Akiva. If someone said to 10 people, write a get to my wife and tenu and everything, one of those people writes the get, two of them sign the get, and whoever can give the get as well. But kulchem ksovu, he says, all of you write the get, so then you need all 10 of them in on the action. So then echad kosev v'kulam chosmin, one of them will write it, but the other 9 have to sign it. Levichach meis echad man, so if any one of those 10 dies, harez a get batel. You're never going to be able to fulfill the instruction of the husband, and the get is not going to be able to be brought to fruition. So let's review what we learned today. Mishavav, we said if someone was in a bar and he screams out, whoever hears me should write a get for my wife, they're not only allowed to write it, they can give it as well. If a healthy person says, write a get for my wife, and he doesn't say tenu, we assume he's just messing around. One time there was a healthy person who said, write a get for my wife, and the next thing we knew, he never said tenu, and the person had actually given the get anyway. And next thing we knew, the guy jumped off, the guy fell off a roof and died. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, in the name of the Chachamim, that if he committed suicide, then the get was binding. But if he was blown off the roof, then the get is not binding. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if someone says to two people, give a get to my wife, or to three people, write a get and give it to my wife, they themselves have to be the ones to do it. But if you say to three people, give a get to my wife, they can have other people go and give the get, and write the get, rather, because the Rav Meir says, you made them into a Beis Din. When Rabbi Hanina came from visiting Rabbi Akiva, he brought back the Kabbalah, that when you say to three people to give a get to your wife, that they're allowed to appoint other people to write it, because the three people have become a Beis Din. So Rabbi Yossi said, well, we have a Kabbalah otherwise, that even if you tell the greatest Beis Din, the Beis Din Yerushalayim, to write a get for your wife, they themselves have to do it. And then we said that if you tell 10 people to write a get for your wife, you don't need all 10 people to be involved. You could have one of them write the get, two of them sign the get. But if you tell 10 people, kulchem ksov, I want all of you to write the get, then they all need to be involved. And so one of them writes it, the other 9 have to sign it, and if one of them dies, you're never going to be able to bring this get to fruition. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will pick up with the beginning of Perek Zayin of Maseches Gittin.